लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today, I think it's going to be a kind of special episode because he is a person I know I can talk to him about a lot of food stuff. And he loves to cook. I love to cook. So I recommend that you get something to eat while listening to it because maybe it's happening that you're starving after this episode. We will see. I'm very happy. I met him at the WordFest last year. And now I got him on my own, in my own podcast, and I'm saying hello to Nick Abedian. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, it's about 8:30 something over here, 8:40. And I think, what time is it for you?
Nearly 6 p.m.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's good. But that for all the audience, I didn't give him that time to show up. He picked it himself. Just for...
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So did you get breakfast already?
Are you a breakfast type? What's that?
Are you the breakfast type? Because I never eat breakfast in the day.
Sure. I eat all throughout the day, but I ate a lot last night. I had friends over last night and then I had a huge, I made a big steak. I wish I had a pic. I have a picture. Where's my phone? I don't know.
Barbecue or what?
No, I just did a pan seared steak. And it's basting, right? Yeah. So where I deglaze the pan with Chardonnay
on a Thursday you did that on a simple Thursday you did such a
sure yeah and then I it was like cilantro and onions and just Chardonnay and butter and it was just
what else besides the steak?
just those things to cook the steak, and then no sides, just because I didn't
just a steak,
just a big steak. And yeah,
okay, question, how do you like the steak? Medium rare? What's your favorite?
Medium rare.
Why do all Americans mostly eat the medium rare? Here in Germany it's more medium, and a lot of people ask in the restaurant, I want to have it rare.
I think it's because we're slowly trying to poison ourselves in some way or another. And
as long as you don't eat it well done, I'm happy.
Yeah. I think it's a self-loathing thing, but that's fine.
So, two things. As I said, I love to talk about cooking with you because I adore your cooking reels sometimes because we have totally different cooking style. I think that's because of our different nationalities.
Yeah. You know, I'm German. What? I'm actually German. I have, I think it's a quarter German. So my grandfather is 100% German.
Really?
But he's not from Germany. We've been in America for a long time, but my mom's half German and I'm a quarter.
Do you know where from Germany?
No, it's long, like we've been, that side of the family's been here since the Civil War of America, so like the 1850s, so.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I assume you don't speak German. Have you ever eaten German food?
I've been to Germany.
When?
I
saw you only in Czech Republic.
No, I went to Germany back in, so my brother and I did like a, three month backpacking trip across Europe, and we we spent like a month in Spain, and we're like, where do we go next? And we had no idea. And then I finally was like, well, why don't we just go to Germany? And he was like, well, what's in Germany? I was like, a lot of things.
Let me
And
guess, Oktoberfest.
it wasn't during Oktoberfest, but we did go to some beer gardens, and we checked out, Holocaust museums and all that fun stuff, right? It was great. We were in Munich. We went to Dachau, and yeah, it was, from what I remember, it was only a few days.
So you were more in the south?
Yeah, I believe so.
I
And it
live in the
was,
south.
you do? Which
Yeah, it's
part?
Munich. Munich is 2 hours drive from my place.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. No, yeah, it's a great little area, great country. I wish we had more time. We had more time to explore, but we had other places to be.
And what food did you try?
Oh, pork knuckle. That I remember. That
Schweinsbraten.
I
That's a typical
never.
Bavarian food.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's some foods just they beat you. Beat you meaning like that you can't win. With a pork knuckle, you can't win. Like you just. Can't believe I'm I never thought I'd be talking about pork knuckles on an interview, but yeah, they are very, it's like a, to describe it, it's like, to people who don't know, it's like a deep fried, right? Like kind of a deep fried like
It's deep fried,
piece
yeah.
of pork
Yeah.
and with bone and everything, and you can't win.
It's always too much.
It's
It's
always
always
too
too much to
much.
eat.
And we'd already had like all these big
Mass?
beers and
Yeah.
everything.
The
Yes.
1 liter beer.
Yeah, and it
Are you
was.
not the type of the kind, when I spoke with John Henry Richardson, he shot a few movies in Germany, and he told me since he was in Germany and drank the German beer, he doesn't like the American beer anymore.
Oh, I like beer regardless. I drink all kinds. I mostly go for Mexican beers like Modelo or
Desperados and stuff like that, or
sure, yeah. Anything. I just Yeah, I'll drink anything. I'm not too picky. John Henry. I love John Henry. I haven't seen him in a
yeah,
long
when
time.
I spoke with him, we had so much fun. He spoke a little bit German with me because
Oh.
he told me that he was a few times in Germany and he
Yeah.
wanted to come back so badly, and then he wants to visit me, and then he told me I should cook for him.
Oh, wow.
And
Wow.
Michael Vaccaro did the same. So
Oh.
I'm saying everyone who comes to Germany, contact me, let me know. You're all invited to me. Danny Farber wants to play in my garden when there I'm hosting a music garden concert every year with the Big Finger Food and stuff. He told me he wants to join my sound garden.
Yeah.
Everyone is welcome. So if you're ever nearby, let me know. We
That's
can
so
do
nice.
we can get I have a really big kitchen, a really big kitchen, you know?
Yeah.
And I love to cook, and I
Me
love to
too.
cook together with someone else, you know, but only if these other people are a little bit confirm how to use a knife.
Yeah, I here's the thing. I love to cook for other people like you, but I have a hard time cooking with other people because I have a, how do I put this? Is it like a power issue? No, it's not like, it's more like a,
I know what you want to
I
say.
tried to, like, everything's on a tight schedule. You have to put the onions in at a certain time, or you have to get the side dishes ready first before the main dish, like all those things. And I'll be cooking with my roommates, and I'll show them what to do. And I had one roommate who like was struggling to cut like a tomato, and I had to show him. And just that alone, I was like, what do you mean you don't know how to cut a tomato? Jesus.
No, I
So
don't like to cook with everyone. I just
yeah.
like to cook it. And I like it when you have clearly separated dishes to prepare. You know
Yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, I
Because
just
I don't
become kind of
like
in
it
a
when
control
people
freak.
interfere, as you said, in my pen
Yeah.
and stuff. And no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have in the US some type of cooking TV shows? Because I did in Germany here a lot
Oh,
of
I'm
TV
sure.
shows cooking.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. We do. I don't know which ones, but I've been considering starting a cooking like interview TV show with other actors. But it's like half cooking and half like, doing a bunch of like funny bits and funny pranks and everything. And I know some people that would really love to be guests on that. And they think it'd be fun, but it's all about like just finding the money for it. And then how do I keep making money,
It's
doing that?
all about the money. Every time it's all about the beep money. To be honest, when I asked you on WordFest, you was a bit disappointed. You were a bit disappointed that you never had the chance to do a cooking vertical.
I still
Now,
am.
a lot of cooking verticals dropped. Have you watched one of these?
No, I have not seen one, but I've always wanted to be on one.
Because there were so many cooking verticals where they didn't even know how to use the problem, the knife properly.
Oh my God.
I watched
Well,
them, and in the verticals there should have been two star chefs and stuff like that. It
I
hurts.
also like I also do boxing and in my spare time, and I think I've seen some of the choreography for some of the boxing verticals be treated as like actual regular like fight choreography. It's not the same. But again, I think the people that watch verticals half the time don't really care about that kind of thing.
I care.
I appreciate you caring. I
Also,
appreciate
I care. I'm a prof at the university. I
it.
cannot watch this prof student's vertical. No, I cannot do it.
Well, I mean, I'd love to be in one day, but I
Okay,
have
if I will
it has
get the
escaped
money,
me.
if I will get the money, I'll get you a lead in a cooking vertical, okay?
Perfect. Perfect. Let's do
Anything
it. I'm
else
hold to
you
do
want
it.
to do it? Also boxing vertical?
Boxing vertical would be good. Cooking vertical would be good.
What else? Kind of really villain guy in a vertical?
What's that?
A really villain role in a vertical? So
A villain role?
villain, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I think what was I thinking about the other day about doing? Well, I have some verticals, two that I wrote, and one's a spy thriller and one's a romance that's very grounded.
A rom-com
So,
style?
I'm sorry.
The romance more rom-com style?
Yeah, the romance is it's rom-com, but it's also, it's written in I wrote it in the vertical style, but it's very grounded and very, and there's no slaps, there's no people, hitting each other, there's no random people getting beaten up. It's very down to earth.
No kidnapping, no
No
raping.
kid,
No
no
miscarriage.
kidnapping, no sexual assault, no sexual assault at all.
Hidden
Very it's
identity.
No. Well, is there? Not really. No, not
Okay.
really. It's like
The
a little bit
billionaire.
in the beginning. It's like a little bit in the beginning where it's like, who is this guy? And then you find out real quick who he is. And it's a very like you know about what is it? Separation anxiety? Or like that the fear of losing. Oh, hi, Pooch. Oh, what a beauty. It's a good puppers. It's about it's about a woman who has a fear of has abandonment issues, and my character, or at least the guy that I wrote, and it might not be me at all, but the person, the main guy, he's having to choose between the company that his father built, or the love of his life. And because he has to make this choice, it creates a sense of abandonment. The abandonment issues in this woman just kind of spark, and get reignited, and the anxiety and the fear of being abandoned is there. And it's very sad, and it's very like I haven't finished the ending, but I think I might have it be they don't get together at the end.
So the classic super drama vertical style.
No, the classic they don't get together and no one wins at
A
the end.
cliffhanger in the end
No
for maybe a
cliffhanger.
second
It's it's
part.
no, I think it's like people they come out and be better people for themselves, but not for each
That's
other.
good. I don't
Yeah.
need always a happy end in a vertical, to be honest,
But there
because
always
some
is, right?
no, I lately saw
Yes.
two
I believe
verticals
so.
with no happy ending.
That true?
I was totally surprised. You know, sometimes it's a totally beep cliffhanger in the end, which screams for a part two.
Yeah.
And otherwise, there is, I saw, yeah, two verticals yet with no happy end, where they also go separate ways at the end.
I think those verticals that don't have a happy ending, or any film or TV without a happy ending, just I think it's realistic, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely
Yeah.
more realistic. But as long as there's always the hot CEO billionaire, whatever, who throws the money, it's never realistic, even
Yeah.
with a not happy ending, you know? So, yeah, we will see. When and how did you end up in this vertical space?
Late 2022, I did a vertical called The Boss Affair. And
2022.
yes, late 2022. It was
Whoa.
like one of the first ones on Real Short. And I honestly, I've said this before, but I didn't think it was gonna go anywhere. No offense to the vertical world.
No,
I
a
just
lot.
I
I think a lot of people thought that's a fling. In 1 year,
yeah.
everything is done.
Yeah, and then it and then over a few months, it just blew up, and I started getting these very strange DMs on Instagram, and yeah, it's kind of a funny thing to be experiencing for, someone who's like a, what was I, 23-year-old actor who just got out of college,
How did you get your first role?
In verticals, or how did
Yeah,
I get my first one?
no,
Oh,
in verticals.
I just did the same thing about applying online to different things. I was very ambitious right out of college, to be working and to make it work because I didn't have the best college experience. I really wanted to prove that I could do this, be in this industry, and I kind of proved myself. And I was very ambitious to get anything that I could, whether it's like a small commercial, whether it's a short film in a student film or whatever. I was very ambitious, and I got this, and it paid about what, 275 a day. And at the time, that was the most money I'd ever been paid for a gig.
Did
And
you
I was
know
like,
what a
this is,
vertical is?
what's that?
Did you know what a vertical is?
No idea. I didn't know until like the second day of shooting, what, like why the cameras were turned this way. I didn't know where this would go or how this would be perceived. I got paid and I thought, great, let's move on to the next gig. And I was actually very concerned about, I actually was concerned about it coming out because there were some things in it that were a little bit past my comfort zone.
What was the title of your first vertical? Do you know
The
that?
Boss Affair. Yeah, The Boss Affair. And yeah, it did really well. People seemed to like it, and then I kept getting asked to come back and do more. And 2024, 2025, I did a good amount. It slowed down a little bit. Well, it's not slowed down, like the vertical world hasn't slowed down, but I think because there's newer and newer actors, that they're gonna want to try and get new faces out there. So I think excuse me, my vertical career has kind of slowed down a bit.
Did you do last year also a guest role in a future film?
Oh, a guest starring role?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Did
it
you
was
do?
that's actually coming out pretty soon. I was in a TV show called SWAT Exiles. And it's a TV show that's it's a spin-off of a TV show here in America. And I think it's going to be on Netflix. And it's what else can I tell you? I play an Armenian lawyer who
Lawyer.
a lawyer who tries to who my dad works for the Armenian mob, and I don't like the way he's running things, so there's a bit of a conflict, and it gets very, very dramatic very fast, and it was a lot of fun, and it's probably the best working days of my career so far.
How many verticals have you done so far?
26 or 27.
And what type of role you liked most?
What type of role? I think I like anything where I like anything where like I like romantic comedies are fun. I want to do stuff that's, fun for the entire cast and doesn't have a whole lot of like explicit things that make you, turn away, right? And I think anything with a good cast, like doesn't matter about acting ability, but like cast that like you can call your friends afterwards and you bond with, and those are the things you remember the most. So it almost doesn't matter to me the project. I mean, yes, I would love a good script. But in the vertical world, I really just prefer that I work with good people. Yeah.
Where have you shot your verticals? Mostly in LA, or did you shoot someone else?
Mostly in LA. I've shot four times before in China, and I've shot twice in New York and once in Georgia. So those were. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I haven't shot a vertical in LA in almost a year, because it's just become, very, very competitive lately. But yeah, it's been about a year.
So Europe still open for vertical shoots?
Europe? I'd love to shoot in Europe. Can I get in Europe? I'd love to do one.
It's lately coming up here in Germany also. The
All
first
right.
casting calls for shooting because I don't know if you know it, Candy Jar is based in Germany.
Oh, they are?
In
That's
Berlin.
interesting. Yeah. Well, I'd love to come to Germany. I love to travel. I've traveled a lot lately and I'm a little burnt out, but overall I love to travel. And if I could go to Germany or go to Turkey or any
Italy
of these.
lately.
Sorry, sorry.
In Italy, there were shot
Oh my
verticals
God.
lately.
I know Felix went to Italy for a
Yeah,
project.
for Dungeons of Ecstasy was shot, and Adam Santa Cruz shot Vino in Italy. And do you know Roberta Sparta, the director? She lives in LA. She does a lot of verticals. She lately shot also her first vertical in Italy. And in Great Britain, were shot a few
See,
verticals.
I would go there in a heartbeat. Like well, I'm definitely
A call,
easy to
Nick. Are you
negotiate with.
ready? I'm ready. Where?
I'm ready.
When?
Let's go. You're telling me we're going to Italy? Like, come on. What do you need from me? I'll do anything.
Passport, visa,
Got
go.
all that. I mean, I don't have a visa, but I got a
Is
passport.
it complicated to get a visa?
Probably. I have a Chinese visa, but yeah,
What
that's
about
about
going back to China again? Did you like it in China?
it. I
Or
might be
because I
going
was
back to
told
China.
that it's so many hours per day in China and a bit of exhausting there.
I might be going back to China very soon,
Ooh.
and I might, I have one up in the air, a vertical up in the air in China, but if I do go, I might take a flight over to Thailand real quick and just, explore around there. But yeah.
Yeah, that's not the baddest. Or you can on your fly back stop over in Europe. Forgot the shooting location, Lithuania and Ukraine in Europe
Yes.
also.
That'd Maybe not Ukraine, but Lithuania. Nothing against Ukraine. They just got a lot going on right now.
I know, but in my opinion, all the verticals which were produced in Europe are better in the quality like the US produced, to be
I bet.
honest.
Yeah, I would love to do one. It's just a matter of right connections, right timing, right people.
You know, I connected with a few people here in Germany. Verticals are here not so common. A lot of people ask me, what is the second podcast you are doing? What are these verticals? I don't understand it. So here in Germany, if you want to get information about verticals and you Google it, for example, you don't really find any articles or stuff like that in German about verticals. So, and I recently got connected to a person from Berlin with a production company and stuff like that. We want to try this year to get this verticals a bit more popular here in Germany. And I also got in contact with some people from Candy Jar. And the first casting calls who dropped here lately, the very first one, they were searching for German speaking influencers under 30 with a big range of followers. And I did some acting stuff here in Germany too, and I know this production company, and I wrote them an email and said, "Are you dumb? Are you simply dumb doing it that way? Because influencers under 30 is, in my opinion, not the target group for a vertical to watch, you know? And not experienced in any type of acting or anything, and you want to shoot a vertical in German? That's the next part. So I see high potential here in Germany in this vertical market, but they have to start it in the right way. So I wrote them an email and said to them, "Listen, I can give you some great network and connections to really vertical experienced people. So if you want to start it, maybe you should do it in the right way." And the second casting call I saw lately was English speaking actors. So I'm on it. I'm
Oh, that's
on
great.
it.
I would, yeah, if I mean that's really sweet of you to be pitching other actors to be doing this. I would happily do it if they asked me, like,
Okay.
can you fly to Germany? I'm like, yeah, I'll fly to Germany.
I get
What
you
do you
on my
mean?
list. No, you know,
Thank
we have here
you.
so many great castles you could do here, so great time capsule stuff or vampire stuff or landscapes and stuff like that. So that would be. Did you ever do a vampire one?
No, not a vampire, but a few werewolf ones. And the werewolf ones, I don't really like that much, but I'll do it if it takes me to travel somewhere.
Yeah, okay. There's always one thing that you have to compromise. In the werewolf ones, have you been betas or what were your type of roles in werewolf ones?
I was always an alpha,
You were always an alpha. Ooh.
So,
I mostly like the clothing in this werewolf stuff and vampire stuff.
it
No, no.
depends.
Okay.
Some have been good clothing, some have been a little bleh.
Have you ever been in a vertical? I'm asking that every male once who played also lead. Have you ever been non-proposing in a vertical?
Oh, have I ever not proposed
Yeah.
the vertical?
Or be not married in the end.
I'm sure. I'm sure. I got to think back to all 27 of them. But yeah, there's probably one where I don't end up with, or I don't propose, or I don't get married in the end.
Really?
What was this
Because
last one? No, I usually do about every wedding. Every single there's at least a wedding every
yeah.
single vertical, but doesn't mean I always get married in every single vertical.
Yeah, but for example, I spoke with Casey Esther, and at that time where we recorded, I asked him, "Okay, how many verticals have you done?" And he said 51. And in 49, he proposed. And in these other twos, he didn't propose. The audience get upset why he didn't propose.
This is so silly. That's
How many
silly.
towel drops, Nick?
I don't want to talk about the towel drops. I think I've done way too many towel drops for any one person to ever do. Like, how many do you need? You know? I
And
just,
it's so obvious every time there's nearly one shower scene in the whole vertical, there is minimum one towel drop also.
yeah. I'll tell you a story.
Do it, please.
All right. This is funny. So the vertical, the last vertical I did in LA was with my current girlfriend, Sophia Lopez. And that's how we
What was
met.
the title?
Oh God. Accidentally brought home a homeless CEO billionaire or something like that. Something like
Okay,
that. Something
stupid
stupid.
title.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do the table read and we meet in person. And the producer and the director come up to me. They're like, "Nick, do you have abs?" And I'm like, comes and goes, depends. And they're like, "Okay, because we have a shower scene where your towel falls, and we really need you to have abs. Because if you don't, we're gonna have to get an ab double.
An
So someone
app
else,
double.
so meaning like someone else with abs to
There
come in
are app doubles,
an
really?
ab double." And I said, "Get the hell out of here. I'll get you your freaking abs, you monsters." And I could not believe I got asked that. But I was like, "All right, if that's the world we live in, I will do my best to get abs." So every time that there was a break in between set, I would find a local gym to go to, and I or before or after set. So I really worked hard on it, but I didn't have a lot of time. And this one day, this one day we were working in overtime, and we're all tired. It's like 14-hour day, and the producers decide to buy pizza for everyone. And I'm like, "You know what? I worked hard today. I'd love a few slices." So I get myself like three slices of pizza. And I put it down for a second, and one of the producers, who I consider a friend now, but she said, "Wait, no, Nick, you can't eat that. We need you to have abs in the next 2 days." And I was like, "It's three pieces of pizza. It's gonna be fine." And she's like, "Okay, but like, I really worked hard to tell the director to pitch to the director and to the clients in China that you don't need an ab double." I'm like, "All right, just take the pizza then." So
That's weird. That's
yeah,
really.
it was really weird. And
And you
it's
are
funny now,
considering
but
her. Yeah, but at that
in the
point, it's
moment
kind of.
we were like, "Oh my gosh, this is just chaotic."
How can this end up like this in the vertical space?
Yeah.
An
Yeah.
app double. Okay, that I didn't know that that's gonna
I
exist.
didn't think it'd be a thing. I mean, it makes sense for like, in the actual filmmaking world. By the way, I love that I got to meet my current girlfriend there, and it was a great experience in that regard. But the shoot was a monster of a. It was not great, and there was just so many problems and so many delays. And the dialogue and blah blah blah. It's just, yeah.
Okay, so I don't need to ask you when you're looking back to the first vertical you shot and to the last one, what has changed?
What's changed? I think for me, well, I can tell you what's changed for me is how I kind of view them and how, when I do them, even though it seems silly, some of the things that I do in these projects, I'm often reminded that it may seem silly, but to some people, this is like the most important thing. If like for say for instance, I was doing like a 36-page scene about me getting fired and people not realizing I'm the CEO or I'm the actual CEO of the company or whatever. And it just went on and on and on. And we were just so bored. And we were just like, "Where's this going?" And There's kicks, there's slaps, there's people walking in, walking
Like
out
a
saying, no,
classic
he's the
banquet
CEO.
scene style
Kind of
also.
like a banquet scene, but this was in a conference room. And it just went on and on. And we had a great director on that. So that was at least good and great, great actors. But as tired as we was, we were like, this is fun for someone. This is for someone, this is what they love to see and love to hear. So who are we to judge, you know?
Yes, but to be honest, sometimes if you have a vertical, let's say in total 60 episodes and 50 episodes is a banquet scene with this one silly question, is it really him or her? I'm sometimes
It's
screaming at my screen, come on, put your ID out, show it, and this problem is solved in 5 minutes.
yeah, but then they'll make the excuse like, no, it's a fake ID. No, blah,
He's
blah,
a
blah.
fraud.
Like
Yeah, maybe not.
that's just the nature of these things. And it's just
How
so
can you
repetitive.
make money as a story writer out of this one question with such a. Okay.
I asked him, I asked the director who is Chinese, like, who writes this?
Yes.
And she's like, the people who write this are people that don't get paid enough. They don't pay enough for good writers, is what they said.
Okay.
And so that they will, take a script and
Yeah, hopefully that's why I'm very, very happy to see that some of the actors started writing by themselves, also in the West Side now. Because I spoke lately with two other peoples, one of them full East, she was from Korea, and the other one was half Asian. And we spoke about the cultural differences. You know, in the Eastern market, it's totally normal, kind of, that the women are always not weak but under the husband because it's their culture. And I cannot stand it seeing every time that the women are always weak in these verticals. You know what I mean? They were always shown that they need to get hooked up, that the man said, yeah, come on, move in with me, I will pay all your stuff, or that the man is so dominant and tells the wife always what she has to do, or the wife got always cheated, or you know what I mean? And a lot of, or mostly nearly every vertical, the women are always so weak that they cannot survive without the man. And I don't like
Yeah,
to see that.
that seems to be a common theme in these. And I think just as much as the guys are, the women are, probably tired of acting in these. I've seen Instagrams where it's like just got sexually assaulted in a scene for the kajillionth time. It's just these tropes that just continue and go on and on. And there is good writing out there. There's people who will sell good writing for, a fair price, and it will do really well. And I think if we treat the audience like they are smart and, not treat them as like, housewives that just stay at home and have nothing else to do, it's you're gonna find a better reaction from those kinds of stories, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, you said you did your first one in late 2022, so really from the beginning when the verticals hit the market in the Western side. I started watching verticals in 2023, so nearly after 1.5 years, the story repeated a lot. But what I don't understand, the storylines you saw in 2024. So the first, let's say, big ones, you know, like Double Life of My Billionaire Husband, Breaking the Ice, stuff like that. There were the storylines much more cozier. Aline from I Will Love Verticals called them always cozier because it was more comfort to watch them because there wasn't so or there weren't so many slaps and, as you said, raping, kidnapping, whatever. And I'm always wondering why. Did that change? And the platforms are always arguing with, yeah, because of the numbers. You see in the numbers that these more drama storylines went better. But to be honest, there were so many hits in 2024 with storylines who hadn't this lot of banquet shit or stuff in it. That's why I'm wondering where this should end, to be honest.
I think it's lazy writing, to be perfectly blunt with you. It's lazy writing that it gets to this, gets this far. Like the banquet scenes have to stop. The, 60 page, questions about like, is this the real CEO? Blah, blah, blah. It's got to stop. It's so bad and it's not fun to act. They should. I've seen some production companies look for, new scripts and new writing. A lot of them want projects that have already been created, and then they can just buy it. Not like the script, but like shot. Like they want stuff that's already been shot, edited, and all that stuff, and that they can just buy it. I'm kind of considering doing that, to be honest. I'm like, all right, what if I just shoot my own thing, put my money into it, and see if I can get anything out of it. But that's a big investment.
I know, as we saw lately, there were a few own produced verticals, and one of it was sell to Realshort, and Realshort doesn't promote their not own produced verticals, so it's kind of under the radar after that, and that's so sad to see that the people are trying, but the big platforms are always, let's say, the joker
Dumb.
or non-joker if it doesn't work or if it works.
Yeah.
I'm doing every month a monthly recap with the big review ladies.
Yeah.
And lately, even it was the same with the Christmas verticals. You know, 2 years ago, the Christmas verticals were really Christmas storyline cozy. And the
Yeah.
Christmas verticals who were shot last year was mostly the typical vertical trope shit with banquet scene or some family party discussion. Is it she or is it not?
Yeah.
And the whole thing that it was titled as a Christmas vertical was there was a Christmas tree in the background. But in the storyline, nothing of a Christmas, you know.
Yeah. I did one like that too. And that's just stupid. The
What
fact
would
that
be a
it's
really dream role for you in a vertical besides the cooking one and the boxing one? What type of character?
I wrote one that a different one that's like a spy thriller, and it's about a guy who he loses the love of his life because of his own ego. And in that same the same moment that he loses the love of his life, he gets stabbed in the leg. Excuse me. So anytime he thinks about the woman he loves, it his leg goes numb,
Okay.
so he needs to try to fix not only his leg but also his heart or whatever, and so he's working with the physical therapist who he ends up falling in love with, and realizing that having to come to terms with the fact that he's just a man. He's just flesh and blood, and he's not as invincible as he thought he was. And the fact that this trauma is not just in the head but also in the body, that's fun. That'd be fun to play. That'd be fun to, and there's a lot of action and a lot of fight scenes in that, and a lot of like, not just fight scenes for the sake of fight scenes, but like passionate, like anger, in that. And I think that'd be really interesting to do.
Okay. And it's all about the money.
All about the money, and it'll never be made.
And what?
It'll never be made. No, I tried pitching it around
Why?
because it's centered
If you
around.
have the money for it, you can produce it. So what?
I can produce it, but I don't think anyone would want it. Can I tell you why? Here. Okay, so I pitched it around and I tried to get it bought, or I tried to get it sold, or whatever. And the main note that I got was, oh, we want to do vertical centered around a female lead, and not around a guy. No one wants to watch. No women want to see themselves in the role. Not, they don't want to see men doing just the main character. And I was like, all right, well. And they thought, okay, counter offer. Let's make it about two guys falling in love. And I was like, I mean, that's not really what the story is about. It's about trauma. And they just wanted to, it's just so dumb the way that their compromises.
I would love to see a criminal one, a detective one.
Yes, that would also be
When
cool.
I recorded with Kirby and I had this $1 million idea. That would be also fine for you. You want to shoot in Europe? That we will do a criminal series with six parts in Europe, in every different country. The leads are always the same, like Sherlock Holmes and Miss Marple, stuff like that, two detectives who have to solve criminal cases in every country they are in. And
That's pretty good.
I think for the audience, I know that I spoke to a lot of people from the audience, and every time I'm asking them what genre they want to see new, there is also always sci-fi, criminal ones, stuff like that, because people want, they want to get hooked in a storyline. They have to think about, oh, maybe he's the murderer, or she, or yes, but no, it can't be him. But kind of, there isn't a CEO billionaire needed, or stuff like that. More down to earth storylines in it, and I think that would fit so well. And I think why the verticals of Candy Jar, for example, work so well, they are all based on books and
Oh,
book
so on what?
stories. The verticals from Candy Jar, which drop on Candy Jar, if you see them, they are always totally different in storylines, like the classic tropes of the vertical, because they only use storylines based on books. So every vertical has their, more than one question in 60 episodes. What makes it really great for the actors to shoot it, and what makes it also great for the audience to watch it, because it's, as you said, we are, as the audience, are not dumb. We can think a bit while watching. And I think for the actors, would it also be more challenging not standing there the whole day in a nice suit and looking
Yeah,
good?
I think the actors want, from the actors I've met, they want something to be proud of and be, have to put their brains into, and not just mindless talking. We're more than just bodies. Let's just say that. We are more than just bodies. We have brains. We love to think. We love to think. We love to analyze. We love to think creatively. I've asked directors like questions about character, and they'll just sometimes give up and just say, just be handsome. I'm like,
Really?
yeah, that's, and I've done interviews before where it's like, what were you thinking about this character and this character in this scene? And I'm like, I'll tell you what the director was thinking. It's
He looks
just
nice.
be cute, be lovable, be sexy. Don't think about how you're about to lose your company, or what does all this mean to you, or what the seriousness, the blah blah blah. Think about how you're so hot, and it's just so stupid. And so yeah, sorry,
That's
I get kind
really
of
stupid.
I get frustrated about these things, because
I
like
can
the more,
no, I can really imagine it,
yeah,
As I
we're more than
said,
just bodies.
I assume that. I assume that. So if we have the money, we should produce that what we want to really see.
If you want to bring me out to Germany and you want to create something, I'll do it. Like, you tell me what you want to see
I'm
and I'll make
recording right now, Nick. You know that.
That's
I
fine.
can take you and say, Nick, you said that once to me.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to travel. I'm ready to travel. Like, I got a bag ready to go. I got a passport ready to go. When you want me, you know?
No, to be honest, I'm sure that this year, especially here in Europe or in Germany, something big will happen. A new,
Yeah.
you know, the Germans are always, if you have been in Germany, maybe you felt it. The Germans are very structured and organized. And the main
Yes.
problem here in Germany is, it's like you said before, they didn't trust the process when it started with these verticals. You know, Germans need always to have a bit of safety and also the numbers to see that it works in the end. They are not so willing to take a risk. They're always saying, yeah, wait and see. Yeah, we will see. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
Because in a lot of situations, some Germans or German companies realize too late what they missed. And I'm so sure that they are totally underestimating actually this big industry like it already is. You know, they think about, yeah, it's vertical. Yeah, they're kind of film production. But I'm sure that they totally underestimate how big this industry and how full of money this industry already is.
Yeah.
And if they are too
Yeah, I
late
think
hopping on the train, they will miss a big opportunity.
yeah. I have this is a girl that was contacting me last night about we did she was actually in the Boss Affair, and she was telling me about how she feels like she missed her opportunity because after we did that, after she was like a day player role, after that project, she declined offers to be in other ones because she had a job, and now she regrets that because verticals have just taken off. And to be honest, it's just like, yeah, they've taken off, but at the same time, how do I put this? At the same time, like, they may have be doing well, but like, is every project worth celebrating? You know, it's like,
There were
it's
lately much more quantity than quality in it.
Yeah. And I say that as someone who's very proud of where I've gotten in the career. I don't want to take anything for granted. I am very proud of the work that I've done and what I've been able to do. But my mindset is that the people who make these are, yeah, as you said, like quantity over quality. And so it doesn't get me excited. I want to work with people who are excited and who wrote the script and feel passionate about it and all that stuff, as any actor does. But at the moment, it's still quantity over quality, and we're still seeing the same tropes over and over again. And I just cannot wait for that to change.
Do you see a chance that it will change?
I mean, yeah, it has to, right? Like, I think with how popular these things are growing, or how much these things are growing in popularity, like, eventually it's got to get to a point of like, we gotta do something different now. And actors are writing, and I think people don't give actors enough credit because a lot of us did train in drama in like college and whatnot. So we've read the books. We know what's good drama versus bad drama, you know. And so I think a lot of actors would be willing to write some good stuff that really pulls your heartstrings and really makes you feel like you find it compelling work. So I would say, like, trust actors more. Trust actors more with, writing and the type of work. I've met some really brilliant people doing these projects, and the fact that their talents are just so pushed aside for the sake of their bodies or the way that they look is really disheartening, because it's like there's so much in one person, and to underutilize a lot of what they make up is just so defeating, you know? That's my soapbox that I stand on, you know?
That's like a kind of bit less motivating doing it.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I'm like nearly done with my first film. The first film I shot, directed, and starred in, and it's taken me close to a year to finish. But I'm proud of it because it is stuff, something that I believe in. It's something that I think is, you know, I'm very proud of.
Okay, one last question before I will ask you the five question quickie I'm always asking everyone.
Sure.
What about your cookbook? My dearest Nick.
I haven't done too much cooking lately. I should be doing, I mean, I did the steak last night, but you know, sometimes it I don't know. There's some dishes that I got really excited about. I did salmon curry not that long ago. That was really good. And I've made it a few times since then, but I don't know if I'll ever come out with a cookbook. Maybe a cooking TV show first, but yeah, we'll see.
I still need some recipes from you.
All
So
right, I'll send them. I'll
I'm
send
still
them.
waiting and hoping and
If
maybe you
I
can.
send them, if I send them, are you going to cook it and then post
Sure.
about it?
Sure.
Deal. Fantastic.
I love to cook. As long as it's not too spicy, I cannot eat too spicy
No,
food.
I don't like too spicy.
That's good. No, you know, I love to cook and I love to try new type of recipes, as long as it's not too super duper hypey, where you don't know where to get the ingredients and stuff like that, you know. For me,
Yeah.
I love more soul food.
Yeah, I think
Really
me
simple
too.
soul food.
Yeah, stuff that's like very you know, comforting
Yeah,
food. I would
it's
love, I
great.
love that
Well,
as
you
well.
know, it has to, it hasn't to be, it not super fancy to cook, as long as it tastes good, I'm totally fine with it.
Me too. Me too.
So yeah, I'll see. Okay, so when you
Okay.
ever come over, we will cook some German food.
That sounds great.
If I would send you some German recipes, would you try them?
No, I'm kidding. It depends. I'd love a, you know,
I'm translating this actually to
oh,
English.
look at that. Wow.
That's my cookbook.
Your cookbook. Okay,
That's my
yeah.
cookbook.
Send me something and I'll cook it.
Actually, it's in
I'll
German at the moment.
Gotcha. Send me a
But
recipe that
there
you
is a lot of recipes in it. You know, you can translate it with a ChatGPT maybe. And
Yeah.
I'm translating that actually to English because.
Okay. Yeah.
And there are a
Nice.
lot of. Do you like waffles?
I love waffles.
There is a whole chapter with waffle, self-made waffle
A
recipes.
whole chapter with waffles. That's
Yeah,
great.
because let me tell you a fun part of a fun thing about me. I had for 2.5 years a waffle Monday. On every Monday, seven people came over to my place and I created a new waffle.
Wow.
Mostly of the time, there were waffles, not sweet. This, for example, is a tomato mozzarella waffle.
What?
Yes, and
That's
wait,
like, wait a minute. Tomato mozzarella with a
waffle.
waffle?
Yeah, and that, for example, is a bread waffle. You sourdough fan?
Yeah.
That's a bread waffle. Yeah, and for example, this one, when you have been in Bavaria and you ate this, is a sauerkraut waffle. And this here is a bacon onion waffle. Waffles don't have ever to be sweet. And but okay,
This
this
is
is a peanut waffle with self-made chocolate ice cream.
okay. That makes sense because waffles are like dessert and well, breakfast stuff, and you put chocolate stuff. Caprese salad with a waffle? Are you insane? My
That's so
goodness.
great. And I'm cooking also. I'm creating every year different bunches of chutneys because I have a 1,000 square feet garden here, and I'm creating chutneys on my own. And waffles like that with a little bit tasty chutney, it's so great for dinner. It's super special.
I'll try
You
it. I
have to
don't
be
I I'm a
flexible, Nick. You have
You
to
have to
be.
understand, in America, waffles are a breakfast food, so I cannot associate it with anything else.
And you have
But
to
for the
try this
sake,
tomato mozzarella. Do you like tomato mozzarella?
I grew up with tomato mozzarella. It's my
Okay,
favorite.
then you can do a tomato mozzarella waffle with a caprese salad. That's so good.
All right, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, all right.
And I
With maple
had
syrup? Is there maple syrup on the waffle?
no sweet
No sweet.
chutneys.
Okay.
You know chutneys. Maybe
Nope.
I don't know, pumpkin onion chutney to
Oh,
it
that'd be
or
fun.
stuff like that.
That sounds tasty.
Not no sweet at all.
Yeah.
More like a fancy dinner.
Yeah.
Trust me,
All
Nick,
right. All
trust
right.
me.
All right. All right.
I will send you over. Do you have a waffle iron?
No. But it's fine.
Yeah,
I'll find one.
you need a waffle iron.
Yeah. I can find one somewhere.
And
There's
you
probably
need the
another one.
classic Belgium waffle style. You know, the
Yeah.
big thicker one, not the too thin.
Gotcha.
That's so
Okay.
good. I can tell you will like it, I'm sure. I'm totally sure. A lot of people were, what? No sweet waffles? No. Try it. And then we invited the Waffle Monday for more than 2.5 years. And every Monday I created waffles. And every 6 weeks it was a sweet waffle. Other else it was always a salad with a new type of waffle.
Okay, I trust you. I'll do it
Also a
sometime.
mac and cheese waffle with a bolognese
Oh
sauce.
my God. With bolognese sauce?
Yes.
Okay, I'm
To a
not gonna
mac and
judge.
cheese
I'm not gonna
waffle.
judge.
To a mac and cheese waffle, Nick.
I'm gonna accept what you're telling me and not judge. But it does sound like an unholy experience. But yes, I
You will
will.
be in food heaven, I tell you.
I hope so. All right, what else
Okay.
you got? What other questions?
5 questions. First one.
Yeah.
Okay, it's simply addicting to this we spoke about. What's your favorite dish
Favorite dish?
to eat?
Know. I mean, I go to is always gourmet zabzi, which is the Armenian stew that I make every now and then, which is like lamb and lentils and everything and or lamb and green onions and cilantro and all that, and it's a really healthy dish. If not that,
Does it take time to cook?
takes like 5 hours
Okay.
plus, and the longer you cook, the better it is. If not that, I love sandwiches. I'm a big sandwich guy. I could eat so many different sandwiches. They're so delicious.
Cold or warm sandwiches?
Depends on the day. I love a panini, and then I love a cold turkey sandwich.
Makes sense. Okay. Do you have any type of comfort movie?
Yes, I have a few. There's one called The Life Aquatic of Steve Zissou, which is a Wes Anderson film. It's not very well known, but it's very fun. If not that, I love Star Wars, you know. I hate Star Wars, but I also love Star Wars. That's okay, honestly. There's a time. I grew up being a diehard Star Wars fan my whole
Okay.
life. But you know, you get older and they start to make worse and worse projects, and you're just like,
I know.
Star Wars seems like a distant cousin that has an alcohol problem. So it's like you want to love them,
An
but they
alcohol
just keep hurting
problem.
themselves.
Okay, makes sense. What type of music do you prefer?
I listen to a lot of stuff. I listen to all kinds of different things.
What's your favorite song lately?
I love, do you know who Olivia Dean is?
Yes.
Okay, she has this song called Loud that I listen to a lot. I also listen to, oh, every day for on my run, I listen to Bonnie Tyler's Holding Out for a Hero.
I need a hero.
Hero. Yeah. So I love that song. And that
That's
gets me
very
pumped.
good pacemaking for running,
It's
isn't it?
very good. It's very good pacemaking for running. And then some musical theater songs every now and then. But yeah.
Super. Now I'm singing this song. Holy damn. Which of your verticals I should definitely have watched?
You should
I
that
watched a
one that
few
you should.
of yours, but if I would come up to you and say, Nick, I haven't watched any of your verticals yet, which one should I have definitely have watched?
I'd say Enemies with Benefits is always my favorite
That's good.
script that I
That's good.
liked. Yeah. And then people seem to like what's it called? Something about the divorce of Lady Diana, something like that.
With the one with Alexandria Watts,
Alexandria, who's awesome.
the dog, it was it wasn't it called The Double Life of
The Double Life of Lady Diana. And
yeah.
then just for fun, just because I'm dating her, go watch the one I did with Sophia Lopez, which is accidentally brought home a homeless CEO billionaire or whatever.
Do you know which platform that is?
Good short.
Okay.
I think it should be.
Last question. Which genre you want to see more on you in verticals? Where should we go
Genre,
for?
do I want to see more? I think detectives would be fun. I think neo-noir. It doesn't have to be rom-com all the time. I think we could be doing dramas that are very different. I don't know. I would like to see a detective drama. Or a comedy. I'd love to do a comedy with Felix if I could.
A parody of
Yeah,
making a vertical.
I think it'd be funny if he and I were cops, and we have like a deep rivalry with one another, but that rivalry prevents us from actually solving crimes.
Okay, can you write this story? I will take the money for it.
Okay, I'll pitch it to him. Let's see if he's a busy guy, so let's see if he'll do it.
No, I need some time to get the money. Maybe I will go to a German quiz show and win the money, or maybe I will find a CEO with a lot of bunch of money, or maybe I will
Yeah.
win the lottery. These are the three options, actually.
That's the only options you can ever get for money. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I will have the money, I will give you an information that it's your turn now, okay?
I love it. That's fantastic.
And if I can. If I get some casting calls for Germany, I will send it over to you, okay?
Please, please do. Please do. I will be happy to go to Germany and do whatever.
No, you
Maybe
know,
not whatever, but yeah.
no toilet
I
drops.
know not no dominatrix stuff over there, please.
And no toilet drops? No?
If it gets me to go to Germany, I'll do one more
That
tower.
would be maybe the price,
That
Nick.
might fuck. All right, yeah, I'll do one more towel drop for the sake of the vertical.
That's good. I will
God,
keep you updated, Nick. Thank
please
you
do.
so much for your
Thank
time.
you. This
So
is so
early in
fun.
the morning for
No, it's
you.
not. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah,
You
but
can
thank you.
now
I appreciate
go
this.
with Bonnie Tyler for a
Yeah, I'll go for a ride and
run.
think about that.
I will go for a
Thank
walk
you.
with my doggo. Have a great
Yeah.
time, Nick. We stay in contact. I will send
Yeah.
you a waffle recipe over, okay?
Okay.
The tomato water.
Guten Abend.
Oh, you're
Yeah?
trying also.
A little bit. I can do a little German
Can
accent, but it's
you
mostly
pronounce my name correctly? Because
Michaela?
no. Because nearly no one
Michaela?
can. No. Michaela.
Michaela.
No, not a
Michaela.
sh. No, not a sh. It's not
You just did a mi
Michaela.
you did a
It's a
shush.
Michaela.
Mich, mich.
Exactly.
Michaela.
Exactly. But it's good. No one can ever say
Michaela.
Michaela. They are always saying
All right,
Michaela or
ready?
Michaela.
Ready? Yeah, wait. Michaela.
Yeah, but not
Michaela.
so hard. Say more soft.
Michaela.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're
There you
genius.
go.
You're really genius. Okay.
Thank you. You're a genius
That
too.
gives you a good credit point for German vertical.
That gives me what?
That gives you one plus point on your credit card for a vertical in Germany.
Fantastic.
That you can pronounce the sh, you know?
I'll do a German accent if they need me to for this rare post. Be like,
That's good.
no, I am the CEO. I promise you, I am. Actually, I'm not.
Come on. No,
I'm
don't
not
make
that
it worse, Nick. Don't make it worse.
great. I probably just lost it just there.
Have a nice day and a nice
You too.
weekend. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.